This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We got a lot to get into here on the show today. Unfortunately, starting off with very, very sad news, that being the death of Larry Madisick. For those of you that have been subscribers to WrestlingObserver.com for a long time, Larry Madisick used to come on the show all the time. One of Dave Meltzer's longtime good friends, a booker, an author, a great guy. Few people loved wrestling as much as Larry Madisick did. He was a right-hand man for Sam Mushnick, the longtime president of the National Wrestling Alliance and the St. Louis Wrestling Club during the 70s and early 80s, when St. Louis was considered by many as the key city for pro wrestling in North America. He started out writing for wrestling magazines in the 60s, eventually landed a job with Mushnick, became the television announcer for Wrestling at the Chase, which routinely drew an average of 200,000 viewers per week on KPLR-TV Channel 11, making it among the highest-rated pro wrestling shows in the country. He also, on occasion, would fill in and do the AWA television show. Madisick was considered in the 70s, along with Lance Russell and Gordon Solie, one of the top three pro wrestling announcers in the country. He also worked behind the scenes at all facets of the business. He was co-booker with Pat O'Connor, was responsible for a major upswing of the business in the late 70s, with the introduction of people like Ric Flair, Bruiser Brody, Ted DiBiase, and the Von Erich brothers, to go along with longtime area legends like Harley Race and Dick the Bruiser. He had written a number of books, Drawing Heat the Hard Way, The Greatest Wrestlers of All Time, Wrestling at the Chase, and Brody, with Barbara Goodish, the wife of Bruiser Brody, about Brody's life and death. He also published a 1959 to 1983 record book of St. Louis matches, which included comments on booking, which is one of the greatest guides to understanding that style of wrestling, booking, and politics, and how Bushnick ran area wrestling. We're going to talk more about Sam after the break, as well as Larry Madisick, and we'll take calls, emails, text messages, and more. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reign Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events, out-of-print compilations,
50% off pay-per-views,
and more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call
That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Lots of news to get into here today. Unfortunately, as noted in the opening segment, starting out with the death of Larry Matisic, who, besides all of the things he did in wrestling, he was a good friend of myself and Dave. He used to come on the show all the time, until his health issues really, unfortunately, got the better of him. Although even when he was in really, really bad shape, he was still helping book professional wrestling. I remember we would do these shows with Larry, and we'd say, like, okay, we're going to go an hour. And you knew that it was going to be a battle to end that show in an hour. Because Larry Matisic loved wrestling. He followed wrestling. He followed it to this day. I mean, think about all of your friends that, you know, they gave up on wrestling for this reason or that reason, or they only kind of watch now, half pay attention. Larry Matisic was a part of wrestling forever, and he still loved it. And he had his highs and lows as well. And very, very sad to see him go. We got tons of Larry Matisic shows up in the archives at WrestlingObserver.com. And if you head up to Amazon.com, you can grab all of his books. Every single time he came on the show, I told him how much I loved the Wrestling with the Chase book. One of my favorite pro wrestling books. Very sad to hear the death of Larry Matisic.
Yeah, just a good guy. Just a good guy who still had all of his faculties, you know, and could talk at length about things dating back, because of Sam Mushnick, because of who he worked for, things that dated back into the 30s and into the 40s, and then most definitely into the 50s. And he did a series with someone, and I can't remember who it was, where he went through every single year of St. Louis booking sheets, which sounds like it wouldn't be all that great. It was spectacular, and it was amazing to see how arguably the number one territory in the country functioned, and how it was able to work with the media and Sam Mushnick's influence, and how wrestling was presented as sport and treated with respect and dignity, a lot of which is lost today. And he not only was able to speak about that dignity, he was able to carry that dignity with him. And I don't know of anybody that's got a crossword to say about Larry Matisic. I'm sure they're out there, you know, somewhere because of some business dealing back in the day or something like that. But I think you're going to be hard-pressed to find them. And just a wealth of knowledge. You talk about the Wrestling at the Chase book. I think the Brody book that he wrote alongside Barbara Goodish, Bruiser Brody's ex-wife, is an essential one if you're out there and you're a wrestling fan. I think that one is Drawing Heat the Hard Way is another one that is an excellent book. So he's going to leave a great legacy. And thankfully, unlike Jim Barnett, who carried so many secrets with him to his grave, just because at that time you didn't write books, you didn't talk to reporters out in the public. Thank God Larry Matisick was able to do that and provided this grand history for a lot of us, because if it wasn't for him, it would have been lost to time.
Alrighty, we've got a lot to get into today on a number of topics. If you want to call about Larry, if you want to call about Starrcade, which took place yesterday, the Chuck Liddell, Tito Ortiz fight, did anybody see that show? Give us a call here today, only on the Sports Byline. We're not at home today with the phone, so call through Byline. The number, 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-7529. 1-800-878-7529. You can still send text messages to the usual number, that being 425-780-7566. Last night was Chuck Liddell versus Tito Ortiz 3. And our own Filthy Tom Lawler fought on the show. He faced Darren Wynn in the semi-main event, the co-main event, actually, is what they billed it as. And he ended up losing a decision. And Darren Wynn, a very, very tough opponent. I had no idea really who Darren Wynn was, knew very little about him. I knew he was a great amateur. I was unaware that, of all people, he was training down at AKA, and he basically was a mini Daniel Cormier. He had great stand-up. He was a tremendous wrestler. And Tom Lawler coming back after over 2 years off for this fight. And unfortunately, he lost the decision. Darren Wynn had never gone to the second round. So Filthy Tom, he will not accept this as a moral victory, but he did go 3 rounds with this guy. And he broke his hand in the third round, which affected the fight to some degree. We'll never know how much it affected the fight. He essentially in the third round needed a finish. And he tried a guillotine there at the end. And didn't get it, and Darren Wynn ended up winning the decision. It's very tough. I don't know. We'll talk to Tom about this on Wednesday and get all of his thoughts on the fight on Figure Four Daily. But in my experience, at least, when you're dealing with wrestlers, when wrestlers first start training jiu-jitsu or MMA, for example, they're so used to pushing with their head, they're so used to not having their neck attacked, that they get guillotined right and left. And when they stick around for any length of time, because they get guillotined so much, I have found that they end up with really, really good guillotine defense. And Tom has a great guillotine, but he couldn't get it there in the third round. And Darren Wynn got the decision. And I thought Tom did a great job for himself, although I'm sure we'll let him say what he's going to say on Wednesday. But it was a compelling fight, to me at least. I don't know what everyone else thought. Mike, your thoughts?
Do you know how embarrassing it is for a wrestler to be guillotined for the first time?
Dude, it happens all the time.
I know. And for a guy that, you know, like you who came from jiu-jitsu first and foremost, it's got to be a thrill when it happens. But Tom could talk about that too. You know, making that transition one day would probably be a really good one to hear how he started changing into BJJ and things like that when he got into MMA. But yeah, Darren Wynn. You know, because he was a junior college champion, and because he was basically in the Olympic system, there's probably not a lot of people who really knew who he was other than the lead up to this bout where he was tied in with Daniel Cormier and people talked about his wrestling. But I think if the average person, they just saw the face off, they see Tom, you know, they see Darren Wynn and his size and everything. It's just like, okay. But Darren Wynn was just, you know, he was a really, really good opponent. And yeah, Tom was off for a long time. And you know what? He did take Darren Wynn past the first round. And this is just one more step. Obviously, I'm a little bit biased here, but just the first step on the comeback trail for Tom, who, again, there's a lot to learn from this from Tom. It's going to be interesting to hear what he has to say about what it was like training while still wrestling and traveling and all that sort of stuff. I mean, this was not an easy road for him to hoe. So it'll be interesting to see what he learns and goes forward with.
And hey, on the topic of Darren Wynn, he's one of those guys who nobody really wants to fight. because he's a very, very good fighter, but nobody knows who he is. So
and he won't look good.
He's one of those guys where you have Darren Wynn put in front of you, and he's a tough guy, and you know that there's a good chance that he could win the fight, but nobody knows who he is. And so a lot of guys have turned down fights with Darren Wynn. Filthy Tom did not turn down this fight. He went in there,
man.
and he did a hell of a job, I thought. Chuck Liddell, Tito Ortiz was the main event, and it went, I believe, 4 minutes and 24 seconds. That's 4 minutes and 24 seconds too long. There was video of Liddell doing an open workout, and I know some people watched it and thought, oh, man, he's just like, he's sandbagging. Like, he's pretending he's much slower than he actually is. No, he was not.
He's the sandbag.
Dude, he looked like The Undertaker a few years ago before he had his hip surgery. I mean, he couldn't move. He was so slow. He was a sitting duck. Tito Ortiz knocked him out 4:24 of the first round. Tito Ortiz was so happy, and I'm trying to explain this to my wife because she doesn't watch really any MMA or pro wrestling, but she saw that Ortiz and Liddell were fighting, and she said, aren't they 60? I said, well, they're not 60 yet, but I mean, they're old. And I basically had to explain to her when it was over that Chuck Liddell beat Tito Ortiz twice. Chuck Liddell hasn't had a win in 11 years. And Tito Ortiz waited until he was 49 to go seek his revenge, and he got it. So I guess if that's enough for Tito Ortiz to sleep well at night, then whatever. But this was by far, this was nowhere near the most impressive performance of Tito Ortiz's career, because he was basically in there with a body. We'll talk more about this after the break. Take your phone calls, emails, text messages, and more. Wrestling Observer Live.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Lots of news to get into here today. If you want to give us a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Text messages, 425-780-7566. Going to go to the phones for our first caller of the day. Ryan, you are on the air. What's up? So Ryan, where are you? All right, we'll go to you after a while. Let's instead...
Best call he's ever had.
Yeah, let's instead go to these text messages. First says, sorry to hear about your friend Larry Madison. Bray Wyatt returned last night. Should Luke have them versus Corbin, Miz, Drew? Whenever someone writes something from their phone or their iPad, it's very questionable what exactly comes out there. So,
Corbin, Miz, and Drew against a reunited Wyatt family. I'd assume that's what that was.
Well, let's see what happened here. So Baron Corbin issued an open challenge since Braun Strowman couldn't be there. Bray Wyatt answered to a big reaction. He defeated Baron Corbin. Corbin did a lot of stalling. I'm stunned. Ended up having about a 5-minute match with Wyatt winning with a roll-up. Corbin ordered the match to be started again as no DQ, brought out Ziggler and McIntyre. Bray Wyatt beat Baron Corbin in a no DQ match. So they did a roll-up, which led to a no DQ match.
Oh, okay.
And then the guys, I guess, tried to interfere. Elias and Balor made the save. Wyatt ended up hitting Corbin with Sister Abigail. They forgot it was technically a match and had to roll Corbin back into the ring for the pin. Sounds awesome. This sounds awesome. All right, I'm told that Ryan is ready. So, Ryan, are you ready? What's going on?
My question is about James Ellsworth. Did you hear anything about Adrenaline Championship Wrestling? Is Federation at the end getting out of business? Because maybe wrestlers don't want to work for him anymore, or fans don't want to get to his shows. Because drew about 1,000 people and went to Hagerstown for Bret Hart that he could promote it with Big Time Wrestling. I'm thinking Big Time Wrestling might not want to could promote with him either.
Well, Ryan, I want to thank you very much for the call.
When does James Ellsworth own MCW?
I don't think he said MCW. It was Adrenaline Championship Wrestling or something.
Okay. I was going to say.
Well, I mean, after the James Ellsworth story came out, like, all of his bookings dried up. And dried up is not the right word. They were flat out canceled. And I presume they've dried up now. And I don't know anything about his wrestling promotion. My guess is that it probably won't be doing too well for the time being here.
Back to Pigtown, boy.
Let's go to Savon. Savon, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, boys. How are you? I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving.
Sure did. What's up?
What's up? You know, I guess it's fair to say that this time of year, WWE programming is really, hard to watch, I guess, in so many words. I just had a question for you guys. Are you guys surprised that other promotions, MLW, ROH, I mean, New Japan, I know they do the tag team tournament, they don't take advantage of this time that WWE is, you know, quote unquote, hard to watch, and they don't push out more content that maybe wrestling fans are clamoring to see?
Well, I mean, it's just, I mean, for New Japan, for example, it's just the time of the year. I mean, they've got a very patterned schedule throughout the year, and right now they're building towards the Tokyo Dome. So everything is going to come to a head in January. And they're just doing what they're doing in November and December to set up for January.
I guess WWE does the same thing because of Royal Rumble and everything. But, it just makes more sense that, you know, like I said, even TNA, I know they're, you know, struggling, I guess, to say. But I'm surprised that other promotions don't take advantage of this time that...
Well, I mean, what could they do, Savon? I mean, unless you have national television... And I know I can get into this in a moment, but, I mean, the reality is you got to have strong national television, And without that, I mean, the best you can do is just run your shows. I mean, I really don't know what they could do to take advantage of this. I mean, if let's put it this way. I want to thank you very much for the call, Savon.
Thanks.
If there was a Ted Turner who had billions and he was willing to finance a wrestling promotion and put it on TBS or TNT, now's the time to do it. Because WWE is in a creative lull. Now, obviously, you're still going to have to compete with all of WWE's resources. I mean, it's not going to be a walk in the park. I mean, WWE today is nowhere near. You got to remember, 1995, 1996, WWE in 1996, they lost money. They lost money. The only time in their existence they actually lost money. And so that was what WCW was coming in and fighting against. And, I mean, today, they ain't losing money. They're I think the last time I checked the valuation, they were valued at like $4.8 billion or something like that. I mean, yeah, you can jump in there with a good product on national television and give people an alternative, but it is a very different time from 1995. So I don't know. I don't know what everyone can do about it. It's just, you know, present your television, try and let people know about it and let them watch it.
And raise as much money as you can with direct revenue. There's the one thing that you have right now that you didn't have before was if you can at least carve out a little bit of a niche, people can actually directly give you money through a variety of means. So, again, you have to do what these other promotions have done, which is just go out there and claw and scratch. Now, you know, we've talked a lot about it's been talked a lot about, at least with the Khan deal and what could happen with All Elite Wrestling or whatever it may be. And I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing. You know, I don't know if more right now is necessarily good, although there's lots of different subplots that come out of it and a lot of different conversations that one could have. But you just have to take advantage of everything at your disposal right now, because really now more than ever, you have a direct contact to get to someone. It just happens to be that the field is very crowded.
Got to remember, too, somebody on our board got all over me about my All Elite Wrestling comments saying, Brian, you're an old man. They don't need TV. Nobody watches TV anymore. There's look at their YouTube numbers and this and that. Listen, everybody. Listen, I cut the cord, for crying out loud. So don't tell me I don't know anything about cord cutting. I cut the cord myself. And with that said, the vast, vast, vast majority of Americans watch TV. Yeah, there's a lot of younger fans that have cut the cord, but it's the minority. And above all that, I mean, forget all of that. Forget whatever you want to talk about in terms of like numbers and everything like that. The people behind the proposed All Elite Wrestling, they themselves are not going to do this without a television deal. So this has nothing to do with me and whether I think that they need a television deal or not. I do think they do, but the reality is they know they do. And so they're not going to start an All Elite Wrestling promotion off a YouTube deal or off something that they put together to stream on Facebook or something like that. Without strong national television, they're not doing this. So we'll see if anything ever comes of All Elite Wrestling. But the people there have made it very clear that in order to do this, they want strong national television and they want the Young Bucks. And if the Young Bucks, for example, sign with New Japan, I said this before a couple of days ago. The strength of the Elite, Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks, etc., they're working for Ring of Honor. They're working for New Japan Pro Wrestling. Everybody's all friendly. Ring of Honor helped promote the All-In show. The people that do building rentals and such for Ring of Honor, they help put together All-In. If the Elite and Kenny Omega and the whole crew, if they leave Ring of Honor, if they leave New Japan, and their goal is to start their own promotion, there's no guarantee that Ring of Honor is going to help them with their building bookings and lending them talent. And the same with New Japan. There's no guarantee that New Japan is going to switch their allegiance from Ring of Honor to this new All Elite Wrestling. There are zero guarantees right here. And the question that I keep asking people is, what do you love about the Elite? Do you love to see them wrestling guys in New Japan Pro Wrestling? Do you love to see them wrestling guys in Ring of Honor? I mean, are you going to be happy with a promotion where you're going to get the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, Cody, Hangman Page, and probably Marty Scurll, and they're all wrestling a bunch of guys that are not under contract with anybody else in the wrestling world, because that very well could happen. I'm not saying it will happen. Like, maybe everybody will continue to work together. Everybody will be happy. But there's no guarantee, especially if they get a strong national television deal that Ring of Honor sees as competition.
It's competition. Well, look,
New Japan as well with their American expansion.
How did New Japan have the ability to run Madison Square Garden? At the end of the day, how did that occur? Because Sinclair Broadcasting and their lawyers put their foot on the neck of WWE and the Dolans. And that's exactly what happened. And I tell you what, if you're being built for a war, whether you like what's happening in ROH or not from a creative standpoint, Sinclair's got a ton of stations, they have a ton of markets, and they got a ton of money. And if they wanted to turn up the heat and truly become number two, they could absolutely do that. And it's not to say that they, put it to you like this. They're obviously going to do that. If they think that there's any competition, you're a competition for the New Japan and CMLL loyalty. And again, there's a lot of moving parts here and a lot of interesting conversation, but there's a lot of, if you're really big into All Elite, I mean, you have to look at this from a logical point of view and know that you're going to have a lot of potholes in your way.
Person here says, last night the commentary team kept saying Tom had not fought in over 2 years, and that could play against him. I was a little upset they never once mentioned he was suspended and not allowed to, well, he was allowed to wrestle. Made it seem like he quit MMA to do pro wrestling. Well, I don't know. Maybe they didn't know the whole story. I didn't see that as a huge deal there, but this person says WWE is estimated to bring in roughly 25 to 35 million a year off YouTube monetization. Show me those numbers. Because the last time I saw the numbers, they weren't even close. They weren't even close.
And here's the thing.
It was like 5 million for all their social media and all their social media platforms.
And hold on. WWE, we got you.
Yes, we got to head to a break. Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over the holidays, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on pets from anywhere using your Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable. And Blink works with Alexa.
Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and they're a brilliant way to monitor your holiday package deliveries. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday. That's BlinkProtect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon company.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events. Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle,
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. So we're going to go to BJ. Then there's a million text messages, and during the break, I was looking through them. And they're all... But anyway, I got about a million text messages here, and they're all about... basically the same two things. So let's get into them. The first one is Lars Sullivan. What's the story about Lars Sullivan? Have you heard all the reports on Lars Sullivan? Did you read the reports on Lars Sullivan? Any truth to the Lars Sullivan story? Okay. During the break, I tried to figure out what everyone's talking about. And I got as much as I could get off Twitter of all places before we came back on the air. So all I know is this. Apparently, people have found what they claim to be, and let me repeat that, what they claim to be, because essentially these are message board posts from the mid-2000s on a bodybuilding board that people claim were made by Lars Sullivan. Now, if you've ever been on a message board, everybody uses whatever their goofy handle is. And I don't know how everyone has determined that this person, and there are actually a few handles that have been attributed to Lars Sullivan. Maybe it's him. Maybe it's not. I have no idea. So if anybody can explain to me more on this story, I would love
to
hear
it. There are purported pictures of him with hair that people said that were posted up. And again, I don't know because I didn't go into those forums. But I guess there were pictures posted of him being from Colorado. I guess it was from his hometown. Under these names, and apparently he was banned under one name for, I believe, I was racial and insensitive and I guess gay remarks. And then he, like most message board trolls, reportedly opened up another one or allegedly opened up another one under a different name and continued on. So, yeah, your social media, I guess. There you go.
Well, that's the story then, everybody. I don't know what's going to happen.
Now, again, if any of this is true, I don't know because, again, this has just been things that I've seen on Instagram and on Twitter. So, again, I don't know. But they would have happened, again, far before he was signed in WWE. And, you know, it's just one of those things where the things that he said are certainly inflammatory, are certainly going to get a lot of people's attention who may not like those things. If he, you know, these alleged things that are allegedly coming from him. So it's just, this is where we're at in 2018. Those things, you act a fool, allegedly, those things might come back to get you.
Here's the thing with this company, everybody. So China is not in the WWE Hall of Fame because the story they claim is, well, you know, somebody could put China's name into Google and porn videos might come up. Can't put her in the Hall of Fame. Meanwhile, Hulk Hogan not only went on a racist tirade, but in the tape, he actually said, and I quote, "I'm a racist." Okay.
While having sex.
Yes. Hogan is back. Hogan returned to Crown Jewel. Okay. Sometimes, and I'm sure people can text me in examples. Sometimes when you do something prior to your WWE career, if they find out about it, they don't hire you. Or if they hire you and later find out about it, you can get in big trouble. Other times, like I'll just give you another example, Randy Orton. I can't even remember what the story was because it disappeared so fast. It was something about Randy Orton and like he pulled out his member or something like that to a creative team. I can't even remember what it was. It was something preposterous.
Oh, yeah. That's,
but anyway, the point of it is, like, whatever became of that? Nothing. Because he's Randy Orton. So I don't know. I have no idea where Lars Sullivan stands with WWE right now. I know that he's been earmarked to be called up. And I know that Vince McMahon plans to, like, just go all the way. This guy's going to get the mega push, pal. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know if he talked to them about it before he signed. I mean, a lot of times if there's something on the internet and you tell them about it before you sign, they're much more forgiving than if, for example, you don't tell them about it and then somebody does a Google search and they find it. So I have no idea what the situation is, but I presume, you know what? We'll know tomorrow. Because if there is no Lars Sullivan graphic on Raw, he's probably in trouble. And if there is a Lars Sullivan graphic on Raw, he's probably not in trouble. So I think that'll be the best way to determine if there's anything that's going to come of this. Spurs Near says, the fight last night was embarrassing. Tito versus Chuck. Chuck looked like a rookie dad trying out fighting. Yeah. Yep. I don't even know if I'd say a rookie dad. He looked more like a what did he look like? He looked like a fighter that should have retired 10 years ago. That's what he looked like.
Plus,
yeah. I mean, like a rookie dad trying out fighting would have actually looked worse than Chuck Liddell. All right, let's go to Matt in St. Louis. Matt, you're on the air. What is going on?
Hi, it's Matt in St. Louis.
Hey, get in close to that phone. What's going on?
Okay, Brian. Sorry about that. Tonight in St. Louis on Larry Madison's passing, it's a stormy night. There's tornado warnings. There's snow coming any time now. And how many times was the same scenario going on during his tutelage under Sam Muchnick where people were turned away from the Kiel Auditorium because of the matches that were down there? It was a part of our culture when I was growing up. Brian, I was born in 1971. I've lived in St. Louis my whole life. I'm the same age as Carl Stern, so I'm a couple of years older than you. And one thing that I've always noted is about you and Carl, you've always talked about becoming fans of wrestling and as maybe early teens. Where for me, I mean, I think I was probably a wrestling fan and exposed and watching wrestling when I was, say, your daughter Paisley's age. I mean, wrestling has always been a part of my life in St. Louis. Larry Madison, just so you know, he's never gone away in St. Louis. He's always been here. We've always talked about Larry Madison and St. Louis wrestling and KPLR. And it's always been a thing here, and it will never end. Larry Madison will be a big staple in this community, and I was just glad to see that he was able to continue with wrestling till the end there. And when I was a kid in the 70s and the early 80s, his time, there were seven stations on television. Seven television stations. So when I went to school on Monday morning after wrestling at the Chase aired on Saturday night and Sunday morning, 9 out of 10 kids at school had watched the same thing I did. So we, you know, we were playing wrestling and we were talking about wrestling, and it was as much as, you know, my son has a sports team and spends a lot of time following them and reading about them. That I grew up as KPR and St. Louis and Louis were a part of my life, just like a sports team.
Yeah, I want to thank you very much for the call and the memories. Yeah, you mentioned like the weather and the snowstorms, and it's just it's a testament to the job that Sam Muchnick did as a booker. I think it was Paul Bosch, I think it was, that told Dave Meltzer, you'll always hear these promoters, they'll draw a bad house, not a lot of people will show up, and they'll say, well, that's Thanksgiving weekend, everyone's with their family, or yeah, it's a big snowstorm. People just want to stay home in their house. And Paul Bosch would note that if you have the right match, like, people are going to go through that snowstorm and they're going to get to the building. You have the right match, people are going to bring their whole families on Thanksgiving weekend to your show.
Absolutely.
It's not, I mean, there are a million excuses for why shows don't draw. And I mean, even today, like, you look at the Raw numbers and the SmackDown numbers and the 2,000 people that might show up at a SmackDown event. And the reality is, you can make all the excuses that you want about, well, this game was on the other channel, or this was one of the most exciting games of all time, or this or that. I mean, the reality is, if there's something on the show that's compelling, the wrestling fans are going to watch the damn show. And that's the bottom line.
Memphis fans used to be so pissed off when the network had to go to a college football game and interrupt wrestling on Saturday mornings. It would drive them nuts. I mean, it was a different time, but
even though it was like it was more your wrestling because it was regional, it was local, it was talking to you. But in a way, I mean, that emotion that you got from that, unfortunately, that's been lost. And there's been different emotions that have come in different fans as time has gone on. But I think we've lost a lot of that emotion that you had to the fact that it was tied into sport. And nobody did sport in pro wrestling like St. Louis did. There were no wacky finishes or rep bumps. Everything, if they did happen, everything was in the context of making sense. And there was never a drive to insult their fans. I mean, wrestling at the Chase, if you see it, it's being held at a hotel in a ballroom with people dressed nice. And Joe Gargiola is there doing commentary. And it's just, it was a different, Sam Mushnick was serious. This is a serious business. He was a sports writer. This is wrestling and it's based in wrestling. And it did become an institution. And from what, 1959 to 1983, you know, it went on for that long. And the only reason it ended was because of Vince McMahon's expansion nationally. And if it wasn't for, you know, Larry Matisick helping to open the door into St. Louis, I mean, WWF would have gotten there anyway. But it was a transition in. And in fact, the very first Wrestling at the Chase show, for those who have never seen it before, it was from early January 1984. It was taped in December of 83 after Hulk Hogan jumped. And it's one of the only places you will see an Iron Sheik as WWF champion, believe it or not, at that time. So, you know, it's sad. But again, the legacy, if there's a silver lining in any of this, it's that Larry let us know so much information and was so open about everything that happened during the entire tenure that there's a lot to be thankful for, and there's a lot to continue to learn from and study for years to come.
Burr says, I agree with Lance Storm. This is not the best time to be a wrestling fan for the new stuff, but the existence of the network and its huge library of stuff from the past makes up for the staleness of current WWE. You know, when I was talking to Lance about Dave's comment that this was the best time to be a wrestling fan, I mean, there were a lot of things that I agreed with that Lance was talking about in the sense that, yeah, if you love wrestling, like in the ring wrestling and high spots and big moves and spectacular matches and that sort of thing, yes, this is the best time to be a wrestling fan. But
oh, not now.
If you love long-term storylines and promos,
yes,
and intricate booking,
please.
I mean, this is not the best time to be a wrestling fan. But with that said, this guy is right. Today, think about all the stuff that you can access on the WWE Network. I mean, when I really think about what I am able to do as a wrestling fan in 2018, I mean, really, it is the best time ever to be a wrestling fan. I've got this WWE Network right here that literally I can watch on my TV here at the beach, my TV at home, my iPad, my iPhone, and I can watch anything. I can watch any of the 5, 6, 7,000 hours of wrestling they've got on there. You're sick of WWE, you miss the great promos, go watch old NWA on the network. It's all there. You don't even have to wait till next Saturday at 6:05. You can watch it anytime you want on that network. I watched the Liddell and Lawler stuff last night on Fight TV. I had it on my phone. I had it on the TV right there. I mean, I can get anything nowadays, anywhere. I mean, from that perspective, as a fan, this is like my favorite time ever to be a wrestling fan because of that access.
Well, yeah, and as a wrestling fan too, grew up at that time where you were, you know, completely dependent on the magazines and all that other stuff. I mean, to be able to see all of that stuff that you missed, not only through the WWE Network, but through places where you get better context, which, believe it or not, YouTube can be one of those places because you don't see things edited and you can see them with more flow.
All right, a couple of final texts here. This person says, in terms of long-term booking, what is the longest-running current WWE storyline? Longest-running current WWE?
The McMahons.
Yeah, it's got to be the McMahons. That's it. McMahons run the show. Yeah. That's the longest-running story. Then finally, this person says, Lars had an account that was banned, and he started one. He opened another. These are Sullivan's accounts. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Got a lot of people asking about this as well. Why didn't they just air Starrcade live last night? Well, it's not even why didn't they air it live. The other question is, why didn't they just air the whole thing today? It is more expensive to run live than it is to tape it and throw it on the network. So they very easily could have run the show last night, taped it, threw it up on the network today. Probably wouldn't have cost all that. I mean, it couldn't have cost that much money because they aired 4 matches today. The only reason that I can figure that they only showed 4 of the matches and not everything else on the show is that it's a house show, and a lot of times they use house show as practice for the main roster shows. So, for example, I think the first match last night was, what was it? It was Sasha Bailey, Ember, and Dana versus Nia, Tamina, Alicia, and Mickie James. Very well could be that they want to run that match on Raw. So it's a situation where probably whatever they didn't air was something they're either going to air on Raw, or it's a practice match for a pay-per-view, or they're just not ready to put it out there yet. So that's why I figure they only aired the 4 matches. Otherwise, doesn't make any sense to me, because people want to watch it. They got their network subscription. Why not give them the whole thing?
Haven't seen it yet, so I don't want to judge. But I don't know, folks. You might be doing better off just going back to watch some, like, I don't know, old Starrcades.
Well, hey, that's what I'm watching tonight. NWA World Championship Wrestling from about 30 years ago. Myself and Vinny will be talking about all that later on tonight, so check it out at WrestlingObserver.com. Lots of great stuff. Check out the website over the next couple of days. Some cool things coming. And that is it, everybody. We'll talk to you again after a while.